Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of One Health, One Community. I really enjoyed talking to Dr. Ghosh during the last episode and learning more about her geography classes and her research that directly relate to One Health. So I'm excited to have her student, Jacob, as the next guest for this episode. He's passionate about students' environments and mental health, a topic that Dr. Ghosh touched on during her episode, so he's constantly thinking about the connection between human and environmental health.
Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I have Jacob as our guest here. He is a senior student at UConn, and we are excited to talk a little bit more about One Health and to provide a student's perspective on some issues and topics in relation to One Health. So thank you for coming, Jacob.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share my perspective. Thank you so much.
So just to kind of start it off broadly, what is your interest in One Health? And like, how do your future goals kind of connect to it?
Absolutely. So my interest in One Health has to do with the fact that it definitely plays a heavy role in my studies. I currently study political science and urban studies, but I eventually am going into urban planning. And as I educate myself more on urban planning, I realize how much infrastructure plays in so many aspects, but specifically health of people, environment, et cetera. So it's really addressing issues that can support the bettering of mental health, physical health, and environmental health for pretty much everyone. And that's why I think I have an interest in it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think there's a lot of connections there. Are there any experiences that you think have like shaped your interest in it or that kind of prompted your interest in it?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely, for one, had a lot of support from professors at UConn going into the study of both sustainability focused around environmental and mental health when it comes to urban planning and infrastructure, but as well as having a lot of pushback in implementation of different policies. So having meetings with individuals that might not see the positive effects because it hasn't been completely studied yet of different infrastructural changes, such as biophilic design or accessible infrastructure. Some of these experiences, not to anyone's fault, but have been like student body meetings that sort of get off topic and focus more on more of a support group mentality, which I think is perfectly acceptable and absolutely needed when coming to mental health bettering. But the purpose of these meetings, of course, were framed to have implementation and policy changes. So it was definitely not as concentrated as it should have been. So those meetings definitely cost some time, which invigorated me. And then along with meeting with different authority figures. So for example, when it comes to interior design, we at UConn have warm months, but also really bad cold months. And we spend most of our time inside during the school year where we're experiencing heavy stresses and definitely takes a hit to our mental health itself. Also physical health, as we're not outside as much, but regardless, it didn't seem like there was a focus on this interior design and where people are experiencing stresses. So this biggest bang for your buck was being seen in dining halls or different spots where they can be advertised to, I guess, alumni and people who might be investing in UConn, but not necessarily for students like in classrooms or in their dorms where these kids are experiencing these stresses. And that pushback really lifted me up to try to take a leading position in bettering mental health for students.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think that that kind of connects to One Health too, with the idea of like physical health and mental health and emotional health helps to kind of facilitate your connection with your environment and how you interact with other people and other sectors of One Health. So
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, I'll also mention the fact that when it comes to design and when it comes to specifically infrastructure design, it's also about creating community. And with community comes support structures for individuals where they can reach out. And something that I've noticed on campus, not from only my own experience, but other people's anecdotes, is that when it comes to the school year, it relies heavily on the support systems that you create during warm months. So when you have these cold months, you are in spaces that you aren't necessarily going to because you want to be in those spaces. You're not going there because you want to feel in part of a community. You're going to these places because you have a stress that is pushing you towards these places, like the classrooms, like, and you have no other choice. So if you change this design in interior design, you then create these places where people want to go, where people want to interact, where people are feeling safe and healthy. And those spaces are incredibly important, especially during our harsh cold months.
I completely agree. And I think that's like a lot of the semester, since we start in, I guess, almost September and then end in May, we have a lot of like the really warm months that we're not in school. So I think that's definitely something to think about. So I was also just going to ask, what action do you think students in the university can take to make a positive impact in relation to One Health, if you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, I think a concentration of one student investment. So I know USG has $1.3 million they can allocate average per year, I believe, and I believe that could be useful in concentrated investment, but at the same time, that's based on what is valued by student activists. So I also think that a push towards infrastructural change by student activists is important. I've noticed that there is a sentiment as a previous USG member and as someone who has just talked to other students, they do not necessarily think that infrastructure is in their realm of expertise when it comes to activism. And they also don't believe that it's necessarily their job. And I think it's a divide in professionalism. So sort of when you think about infrastructure, you're thinking about these high up administrations that are implementing these changes. And that disconnect from the student body is a little taxing when it comes to thinking about implementing these as students. But nonetheless, you absolutely can. You can allocate that money, depending on what organization you're a part of. But you can also lobby and push for this change from administration themselves. So going to the master planner and basically saying, hey, we want a say in the master plan, we want to say in where our funds or where your funds are even going, because the outside isn't the only important part of UConn, it's also the inside of these buildings. And I know they're spending a lot of time when it comes to creating better spaces like the science complex that was just built, and then the one that's also being built currently, and then also Whitney Dining Hall, creating a better space there. But it's also important to recognize the need of these healthier spaces in dorms, in classrooms themselves, in the current infrastructure on campus, because that is where kids are experiencing stresses. So having these activists or having the student body taking it up with the administration, it honestly is just a change of where you're focusing, I suppose. Still providing support groups, because that is where activism is necessarily right now, because that's detrimental to mental health. It's incredibly important to create that support system as you're trying to get better infrastructure. But nonetheless, it is realizing that you do have to have these costly expenses, and you also have to advocate for these costly expenses and work with administration. So bridging that gap with the professionals that implement these is incredibly important.
Definitely, I completely agree. And I think that just kind of realizing that everyone can make a difference, I know it may sound cliche, I think that's really important with like all aspects of One Health, like especially things like environmental health and even animal health. Just being sure to voice your opinions and working towards making progress, I think is really important, just because once everybody starts working together, that's when change can be made. So I think
absolutely. Easy thing to get behind, because it affects everyone, you know, it's something everyone can benefit from, not only because it betters mental health, but if you take, for example, biophilic design approach and you implement plants into your infrastructure, you then see betterment of environmental health. You like climate change effects go way down, whether it be air quality, weathering and erosion, etc. You also see respiratory diseases decrease, and then you also see mental health increase, because serotonin is released more often when plants are in your environment. And then also productivity is seen to increase as well with students. So that's probably due to them being happier. But it really is what you invest in, getting behind something together, creating that efficacy in the student body. And I personally have a hard time understanding how to do that myself, but I hope this definitely can help in some way.
I think definitely. I think just knowing that there's resources within all the different departments at UConn, and definitely like professors that I know I've reached out to in the past that can provide like assistance with getting to the right connections and things. But even just like forming groups of students that have similar interests and just working towards a shared goal. I feel like there are different levels of involvement in activism and different ways too that people might feel comfortable getting involved. So I think that's a good point too. I think just realizing that starting anywhere is progress.
Exactly.
Those are all the questions that I had for today, but I want to thank you very much for joining us and providing the students' perspective in relation to infrastructure and mental health and just One Health in general. So thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to spread my perspective. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and be sure to look out for more episodes of One Health, One Community.